It's December 3rd, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. WikiLeaks is once again making noise, this time releasing a treasure trove of more than 250,000 diplomatic cables from the U.S. State Department and giving access to them to news organizations like the New York Times. WikiLeaks operates as a kind of stateless organization, and its founder, Julian Assange, is now wanted for possible sex crimes in Sweden. The U.S. government and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have attacked WikiLeaks for leaking secret material, saying it would endanger U.S. personnel overseas. Then, Amazon decided to stop hosting WikiLeaks material from its cloud hosting service, saying the group was breaking the terms of service by posting material it doesn't legally own. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and new media expert Dan Gilmore both said that Amazon's move would chill free speech, even though Amazon was legally in their rights to decide what to host on their servers. I spoke to NYU professor Jay Rosen about WikiLeaks, and he explained why Amazon's move was so troubling.
I think it was a very strange move by Amazon, especially if the reports about their responding to Lieberman just by kicking WikiLeaks off within a couple of hours are true, especially in that they didn't explain themselves until they were forced to, and the fact that Bezos himself didn't see it necessary to step up to the plate and address this. All those things are very worrisome, and it just shows, and Amazon is not an exception here, that relying on private companies as providers of infrastructure for the open web is a very dangerous thing, and we unfortunately are in that position, not just with Amazon, but with other companies as well.
Rosen also thought that local news organizations might have the potential to start their own local WikiLeaks to get information about local companies.
Well, I think it would be very interesting to set up a local WikiLeaks for local stories and local documents. I mean, I think, I don't know if it would work, but it would be interesting because if the story is simply about, you know, a bank in Cleveland, that's not necessarily going to be of interest to an international organization like WikiLeaks, but it could be of great interest to people in Cleveland.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think of WikiLeaks? Our last poll question was, what should Northwestern name its journalism school? 47% said it should keep the same name, the Medill School of Journalism. 13% said they liked the Medill School of Media Studies, and just 4% liked the proposed new name, Medill School of Journalism, Media, Integrated Marketing Communication. Other suggested names include Mizzou Light, Unemployment University, and Medill School of New Media and Propaganda. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog IdeaLab at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.